Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. If this is your first time to the show, I welcome you. Thank you for tuning in. I suggest that you go to my website, starofthemagi.com, and check things out. If you're not familiar with this ancient oracle of timekeeping that we call a playing card deck, then you might want to look at your birthday. And on my website, it says, under my iPhone app, it says, what's your card? Click on there, put in your birthday, pull your card up. I'm going to take calls tonight, and I invite you to call in. I'm going to want your birthday, month and day, and your age, and you can give that to Seth when you call in. And I'm happy to do some short little readings for everybody, and I like to keep it relatable for everyone who's listening so people don't get bored. And so that we all learn something, because I feel like every day that opportunity exists, probably in every moment, for us to be learning and gathering information. You know, this is an amazing system that's based on numeric values and ancient symbols. And I really believe that the numbers are ancient symbols as well. And I don't know if any of you saw the show that was on last night about black holes on the Discovery Channel, but I did. And it was pretty phenomenal to witness, you know, what science has discovered relative to black holes and the fact that we're surrounded by them and there's a very large one at the center of our galaxy. And it was just extremely humbling to observe that. And, you know, they were talking about how when you go into the black hole, time and space cease to exist. And I was thinking about it while I was watching, you know, it's so amazing that, you know, this whole system of divination that I use with the cards, it's all based in time. It's the matrix of time. And so, you know, they were talking about how, you know, there are laws that are governing in that place in the black hole that we know nothing about. You know, it's taken science so long to understand physics and quantum physics and everything that they know now. And now here comes this new discovery that makes them realize there are other laws that are governing that make the laws that they've figured out and come to understand obsolete. And I started thinking about that related to this oracle because, you know, when I look at the cards, and if you're familiar with the system, you know that I'm not laying out cards when I'm reading for you. I'm actually looking at charts that are based on your birthday and your age and where you are in time. And what's interesting and what my experience has been with this is that when I am actually gazing at this system as a matrix of time, it lifts me out of time to see from a different perspective and then make choices from a different perspective. Someone called in last week, and it was such an interesting conversation about destiny and fate and free will. And it's interesting that we think that it's an either-or situation with destiny and fate. I mean, destiny and free will. There's always the thinking of, well, is there destiny or is there free will? And I'm not sure why this thinking even exists. It's like you can't have one. I mean, if you have one, you can't have the other. And what I've witnessed really since I began working with the system is that it's when our free will is aligned with our destiny that the magic happens, that the doors open to infinite possibilities. In each moment when we're in that awareness, you know, it's like facing yourself and becoming one with yourself when destiny and free will hold hands and move together. It's an interesting thought, and it's definitely a conversation worth having, because I think we all have different perspectives on this, and I'm sure that for each of us our realities are, you know, they're important. So I'm going to take a call. Lisa, are you there? Lisa?
Hello to you. Yes, hi, Sharon.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Your birthday is March 6th, correct?
Correct, 1963.
1963, which means you are 57?
No, 47.
No, 47. Okay. So you are the Pisces, four of spades, five of hearts. Did you know that?
No, but I knew I was Pisces. I didn't know the other little part, but that's nice.
Yeah, well, your birthday, March 6th, is governed by the Four of Spades, which is a very powerful, determined energy. A lot of determination comes with this influence. It's a lot of insight and understanding the importance of family and people, love, foundations that are structured on love, and hard work as well. Do you have a specific question?
I'm kind of curious. I have a friend that's over in England right now, and I wondered, do you see them coming home here soon to the States?
Well, I feel like this person is on a little bit of a soul-searching mission. Is that true?
They went over there for business, yes, and they're going to be supposed to be returning here very soon, and I was just wondering if you kind of see that happening.
Well, I feel like this person is, there's something, you know, going on besides what's happening with the business trip. Some reflection and contemplation, maybe thinking about the situation that he's in and how he wants to proceed with that. Does that make sense to you?
A little bit, yes.
Is this somebody that you're in a relationship with?
Yeah, we started one.
Well, you know, my feeling is that, I mean, he is going to come back, maybe not quite as soon as you think. I feel like maybe toward the end of the month. But, you know, I feel whoever he is, he's in a very contemplative place.
Okay.
So is that all you wanted to know, if he was coming back?
Well, I was kind of curious about that. That's all.
Okay.
And
well,
if you wanted to share some.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Relationships are so interesting, aren't they? I was actually reading out of my relationship book, Love and Destiny, to one of my coaching students yesterday about her relationship. And, you know, she and her boyfriend or fiance have a nine of spades relationship. And when I was reading it, I hadn't read it since I wrote the book. It's a funny thing about writing a book. After you go through the editing process, or at least for me, it's like, I'm done with the book. It's so much work. Oh, my. And so that's it, you know. But every once in a while, I'll read something from it. And I was reading to her about her relationship, and I thought, oh, my God, this is amazing. I mean, this is so insightful, and not just for the relationship and for them, but also even if that was your birth card. And then a little while ago, I opened the book, and I saw this whole section that I wrote about the numbers. I mean, this must sound really funny, but I honestly have been doing other things, like making an iPhone app and whatnot. And, you know, I'm just teaching these online courses in the cards. And one of the things we covered recently were the numbers in the suits. And there is such tremendous power in numbers. They are like entities. Like Lisa, who just called in. She's a four. You know, and a four is a very fixed influence. It's an influence of structure. A four builds. It creates foundations. It builds. It's all about form and stability. And fours take the energy of love or ideas or values or spirituality, whatever it may be, because, you know, the four suits represent the four aspects of the human experience: emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. That's what these four suits represent. This is really an ancient book of wisdom, our card deck. You know, it's hung around and made itself familiar with us through game playing and, you know, keeping us from being bored, playing solitaire, trying to make money, you know, win fortunes, gambling. And it has all those faces. It has all those faces. So, you know, the fours come in to teach us how to build foundations, how to take our love and build a foundation, how to take our ideas and build a foundation, how to build foundations that are based on our values and our wisdom, which is a spade suit. And then the five comes along and says, you know, now that we have a foundation to return to, a foundation to support us, let's go learn from life. Let's experience. Let's experience the realm of the heart and the mind, you know, the world and spirit. Let's experience all those realms. So the numbers from ace, which is one, I know in poker, aces are above kings, but in reality, aces represent number one and the kings rule the suits. You know, and it's a journey for each one of us. This is a book. The card deck is a book. It's a guidebook. This is who you are. This is what your journey is. This is how you go on your journey. And it can guide us day by day. It is so amazing. That's why I do the card of the day. If you don't know about this, if you're new to me or my show or whatever, you can sign up for the card of the day on my website. You can also, I have a Facebook page, Cards of Destiny. And I share all this information because it's my destiny, and I choose with my free will to do it. There's an example of that marriage, you know. The numbers guide us from that ace, which represents the birthing of ourself, the awareness of ourself, the understanding of who we are, and our consciousness of self. You know, to the 2 and the 3 and the 4 and each one, each number and each suit, and each number with each suit has tremendous information for us. It's quite exciting, really. Sort of like finding a black hole. Oh boy, let's go in there and see what's happening. So Len from Wyoming, how are you this evening?
Okay, I'm all right, I guess. How are you?
I'm fine. What's up?
Well, I was just wondering if you could kind of give me a lowdown on my this year coming up. I'm a fan of clubs. I was born May 22nd, 1960. So I'm 49.
You're 49. You're going to be 49. No, you're going to be 50.
I'll be 50, yes.
Well, happy birthday ahead of time.
Thank you.
That's a powerful birthday you have there.
It is?
I think so. 10 of clubs. I call the 10 of clubs the manly men. Well, you're going to have a 9 of... Yes, I call the 10 of clubs the manly men. So, let's see, is May 22nd, that's Gemini?
Yes, just barely. Just one, I was like eight hours into Gemini.
So you got a little bit of both going on then, the Taurus and the Gemini. So you're a 10 of clubs, 8 of diamonds. Well, you have some... You have the 9 of clubs sitting in your house when you turn 50. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about, and you're sitting in the 10 of diamonds house, lucky you. So that 9 of clubs is coming to take you to a whole new way of thinking and being. That's what that card does.
Okay.
It comes, when it comes to visit, it says, let me give your brain an enema. I'm going to clean out everything you don't need any longer. I'm also going to maybe shift your direction. Where you thought you were going may not be where you're going at all. And life may surprise you with something else completely. It's a time when you clean out your mental closet, right? Or attic or basement, all of the above, really. Above, below, and next door to. It's like... Okay, let's go in and just every way of thinking, the plans I had that aren't working perhaps, you have to really let go with this energy. And its intention is to really open your mind up and raise your conscious awareness. It also blesses you with a greater ability to look at things and see how they could be improved upon and know how that would need to come about. And then you want to take action. The only tricky thing with this card is sometimes it can change things in a way that we think we're going one way and then we're not, and we can wonder what's going on. Or if we don't let go, then we can be tempted to feel like a victim, and that is not the choice that you want to make. Now, your 10 of clubs card is sitting in the 10 of diamonds house, and then your 8 of diamonds sitting in the ace of hearts. So this is a time for new relationship, first of all with yourself, bringing, you know, ideas that you have into form, maybe something you've been thinking about for a while and just haven't acted upon, this would be the time to do that. It seems like you're going to have a, it seems like you could be having a new relationship with yourself here. Like, it's almost like a birthing of some part of yourself. Are you there?
I might be, yes, that might be a little scary.
Look, Len, let me tell you something. We're on a planet flying around in something people have named a galaxy and a universe, and, you know, things are erupting, things are flooding, you know, ice is melting, Earth is shaking. So this is nothing, trust me. We don't even know where we are, how we got here, you know. I know there's a lot of ideas about it, but I'm not sure anybody's right. But, you know, it's like, it's okay. It's all going to be great. I mean, you're sitting in the Ten of Diamonds house. That's a blessed position there. So your life is going to expand. Plus, you're turning 50. So that decade that's ruled by that 5, for 50, 51, 52, that whole decade is like all about change and freedom and exploration, and, you know, you gotta get out and bust a move. It's a, you know, time to stir the pot a little bit. I'm just gonna look at your long range cards really quick and see what's going on here. 10 of clubs, where are you? There you are. There is one thing I'm seeing showing up here. I'm seeing it here and in the other spread, so I'm just going to bring this up. You're in a Venus year. You know, have you had some urge to be creative in some way? This isn't what I was going to say. You what?
Yes, I guess so, yeah.
Well, that would be a really good thing. Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm very creative. There is something I got going. You're right.
Well, this is, you know, this coming year is a time to really take that to a whole new platform, whatever that means.
Okay, makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, then you'll have the support to do that. You just need to follow the guideposts, okay?
All right.
You know, if you come up against an obstacle, that means you're going the wrong way. So you want to step back and look for, which way am I going here?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you. I don't want to hog all the time. Let somebody else get a chance. I appreciate that and what you've told me.
Okay, very good. Take care of yourself, and happy birthday ahead of time.
Thank you, and bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. You know, every birthday we get a whole new hand of cards, so to speak. So each birthday is really like our new year. Our New Year's Day is on our birthday. And a new set of influences comes to take us on a journey. And what's really interesting, that I know a lot of my students are listening right now, so you're going to love this. What's really interesting to watch in the cards, because when you read from the system, you're reading charts of time. They're fixed. Okay? Time is a structure, and we move through it. And the spirit card, we each have a soul card and a spirit card, birth card, planetary ruling card. We have a lot of cards. But to me, our birth card, spirit card, and soul card are quite a package. And they define our nature and our essence and the wisdom that we bring and what we're here to express. So each year, our spirit card leads the way. So this year, I am sitting in the position that my spirit card was in last year. So the journey is always being led from the inside, because the spirit card we carry within us, it's our inner world, our psyche. And that card leads the way through time. And then our birth card comes, and then our soul card follows. So they're always going in the same spots, one behind the other. It's like a little parade. It's a little parade of our three most significant cards that define who we are. And it's interesting because, you know, everything, all the changes we experience and the directions that we go in our life always begin on the inner realm of our being. We become aware. We're moved by our passion. Something stirs within us. A desire arises. All of these things call us, you know, move us. And then we take action on them. And then from the experience we gain, we pull in the wisdom, and that gets anchored into the experience, all of which builds our character and defines our expression of who we are as we are moving through time. I really want to visit a black hole. I should be careful what I say. I'm sure I've done that in meditation. But, you know, when I was watching that show again, I can't get the images out of my mind. They were so gorgeous. The black holes look like giant eyes. You know, they look like a big pupil, the way they depicted them. And maybe that's exactly how they look in space. It seems that it is. But, you know, I kept thinking, how cool would it be to go into a black hole? And I know, you know, in meditation we can definitely go into this experience. But how cool it would be to travel into a black hole without being destroyed. I think that I know, actually, I'm absolutely sure of this, that the entire, because this has been my experience, that the entire universe around us really exists within us. And maybe that is why all the black holes are showing up. And maybe they're not really what they appear to be. When Stephen Hawking, and I watched Stephen Hawking too, you know, and he was talking about the Big Bang Theory. And, you know, I was really following along with him until he got back to that zero point of the Big Bang. And everything just went flat for me. I thought, you know, this doesn't feel right to me. I don't know how this all got started. And, you know, I've pretty much abandoned my belief system. A lot of it. But it didn't work for me for some reason. It didn't work for me. So maybe I ought to go into my own black hole and contemplate all this. Maybe that's what's happening for me. I'm being called there. So I welcome you to call in. I'm going to go back into the numbers now. I'm bouncing all over the place. I had more caffeine today than 10 people need in a month. And so I'm a little wired and all over the place. I want to read from my book. I'm going to read from my book, Love and Destiny, about relationships and how they're governed by the cards. Because an ace is a very self-motivated, self-focused person. Okay, it's really aggressive, fast-moving energy. And in a in a relationship, if we have a relationship that's governed by an ace, we are going to be more in touch with our individuality, and we're going to want to be more independent, and that's what's going to be drawn from us. The other day, I wrote on Facebook, "Welcome to May. The name May is the King of Hearts." And somebody said, "How can a name be a card?" Well, the card has numerology, its own numerology, the card deck. And so, you know, with names, relationships, our birthdays, the combination of the card that governs our name and our birth card, all of these combinations reveal things about us and our relationship with ourselves and our relationship with everybody else. So the way the numbers influence us are very intentional. They all have agendas. Each number, each suit, each card in the deck, everyone, they have an agenda. They have a destiny of their own. They have a commitment to time, you know, an intention that's set forth. And these influences come in and work with us for very specific reasons. And it's all about the awakening of our awareness. We can be guided inside and out with insight, and this comes back to the conversation about destiny and free will. It's like our destiny is set before us. Our free will is really whether or not we want to pay attention to that. Because I believe that each choice we make affects our destiny. So it's sort of like the infinity sign, isn't it? It's like destiny is before us. We're on our path. You know, the minute we come into this life, we take our, well, probably a conception, but we take our breath and, you know, we're on our path. And our life path is determined by when we're born. I'm solely relating to this oracle and these cards at this moment. I know there are many oracles, but this is the one we're with right now. And we have a life path. And by understanding the system, I can tell people what their childhood was like. You know, I can tell people so many things about their past and their life path because I can see it just by looking at the life spread in the cards, which is a spread that does not change ever. We get other influences coming and going, just like astrology. You have a natal chart, and then you have progressions and transits and all these things. Same way in the cards. It's just a different body of wisdom. So we have a path that we walk on. Doesn't matter if you're standing with 10 people, have the same birthday, were born the same year. There are going to be similar experiences. Absolutely. I met somebody recently who has come into contact with a person that she shares the same birthday with, same year and everything. And they have traveled a very similar path and been involved in the same spiritual groups and everything through time without, and every once in a while they bump into each other because of this. It's like, oh wow, they're drawn to the same things. However, you know, we're each walking in our own shoes, with our own soul and our own perception. And so for each one of us as individuals, the choices that we make each moment with our thoughts and our actions are altering our relationship with our destiny constantly. Something that Stephen Hawking said last night, he said, there is no perfection in the universe, which I thought was so amazing. Have you ever gone somewhere and you're either driving or walking or whatever, and you pass somebody or a car or something. Hours later, you come back and you pass at the same place, going the opposite directions that you did before. I cannot tell you how many times I have had that experience. So many times in my lifetime. People I don't know, but I just, there's that man crossing the bridge, I'm driving my car, whatever. You know, 4 hours later I come back, he's crossing the bridge the other way, I'm driving the other way, we pass in the exact same point. These kind of things have happened to me my entire life. They're probably happening to all of us, and they're probably happening to me more than I pay attention to. And I wonder, you know, I always feel that when I slow down and really pay attention, everything else, it sort of stands still. It's like everything becomes still in the moment. If I'm in the moment, that just continues to repeat itself. But it's like one moment that never moves in a way. It's like being in the black hole where time and space cease to exist or they stand still. Perhaps that's the fifth dimension, you know, for us. So in that moment and in each moment, how I use my free will determines my relationship with my destiny. Because there is some element of life, the consciousness of life, that's always in communication with us. It's like all of this exists within us. It's not outside of us. We see it there, but isn't it really existing within us? And the life that we live inside is what we see manifesting around us. It's an interesting thought. If we use the black holes, as you can tell, see, the black holes really got my attention. They eat stars. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that's what they do. They eat stars. They eat everything. They're just sucking everything into themselves. They're pulling everything inward. And, you know, I always look around, I go, well, in my universe, because people say, well, the universe is telling you this, or you should ask the universe that. I always think, well, it's really my universe. I live in my universe. And I think we each live in our own universe. I think we each are our own universe. When I first started working with these cards, you know, I'd look at a card and I think, wow, I mean, that is a doorway. When I look at the life spread of the cards, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to my website, click on the cards in the nav bar. It says the cards. Click on there and scroll down on that page, and there is an image of the life spread. And when I look at the life spread, I see 52 doorways. And those 52 doorways are going into 52 individual universes. And within those 52 universes, each one, within each one, are all the other 52 universes. And it goes on and on and on. And there's no end to this. And yet, it's all within the confinement of a structure that we can perceive. I feel like everything in creation is a mirror for us. And that life is so incredibly prolific and full of itself. It beckons to us, and it, what is the word I want? It exemplifies this so that we can live in a bigger way in ourselves and in our universe. See, I believe that our life is a kingdom. That's what I've learned from the cards, that I have a kingdom. That's my universe. It's my kingdom. And so, wow, if this is my kingdom, how do I want my kingdom to be? What do I want the gardens to look like? Who do I want to live in my kingdom? Who is forbidden in my kingdom? What do I want the walls to look like of my kingdom? Do I want a moat? You know, how will my castle be? And, you know, who will my musicians be? I mean, you can really play in your imagination. What makes me happy? What do I want to hear? Do I want hawks and ravens in my kingdom? Do I want lots of birds so I can hear them sing? Do I want cool breezes and big, beautiful trees? Do I want to be happy and healthy and have lots of people in my life that I love and who love me? How do I want my kingdom to be? What crown would I like to wear? The crown of love and compassion, the crown of understanding and knowledge, the crown of values, the crown of wisdom, the crown of integrity. You know, which crowns will I wear? How will I treat the people in my kingdom? Does my kingdom embrace the entire world, or do I cut myself off? The cards have revealed to me that there is a kingdom within me. You know, it says in the Bible, and I'm not a religious person, but, you know, it says in the Bible that the kingdom of heaven is within. And I believe that that is true. I believe that the kingdom of life is within. And, you know, it's our kingdom for each one of us. So, what are we going to do? Are we going to let the weeds grow and the rats take over and, you know, the robbers come? You know, or are we going to decide, well, if I'm the king and the queen, you know, this is, I want to be happy, and I want my kingdom to be happy. I want to be free. Each one of us, you know, we have a birth card. We have a spirit card. In my iPhone application, I have actually defined the spirit cards for each birth card. And my iPhone app's really cool, by the way. If you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch, it's Cards of Destiny. And you can, you know, it has a birthday book to store birthdays. It's got all the birth cards in there. You can email cards to your friends with the card graphics. The graphics are really beautiful. You know, you can read your spirit card. But, you know, I felt it important to put the spirit card in there because this reveals who we are inside. And I believe that we're more that card than our birth card. A birth card is definitely embodying us and our soul's expression. But the essence of our nature is our spirit card. And when we understand that and how that, and when we understand how that wants to be expressed, it sets us free and puts us on a path of happiness. That expression brings our true happiness. That's where our freedom lies. That's really where our freedom lies. So, you know, this is an amazing system of divination. It's really a guide of self-mastery. Self-mastery through self-awareness. So, lines are open if anybody wants to call in. I welcome your calls. Don't be shy. I didn't send out an email about this radio show tonight, so I'm not sure how many of you are out there. But I'm happy to talk to you. And you can also email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net. Okay, I do have an email, actually. I almost forgot to look at my email. Okay, and this is from Melinda. And she wants to know about her relationship. Melinda is a Jack of Diamonds. And her boyfriend is the Jack of Hearts. Oh, boy. This is a Nine of Spades relationship. So this is very interesting because I was talking about this very relationship earlier, not naming it, I don't think. This is a relationship of recreation and reinvention. You know, people are afraid of Saturn. They're afraid of nines. You know, it's like, oh no, because nines are about loss and letting go, and oftentimes, you know, they rough us up a bit. And, you know, Saturn can be very tough on us. So, you know, sometimes it's, you know, I refer to the Nine of Spades as a death card because it really does bring that sometimes with it in the physical. It always brings it in the mental and the emotional and gives us the opportunity to reinvent ourselves and recreate our lives by letting go of all that we no longer need. And in a relationship, I mean, this relationship is very unique and it's unusual because it's like a spiritual initiation. The Nine of Spades actually represents blessed endings and blessed beginnings. So the endings may not always appear to be blessings when they're happening, but they are blessings and they do bring blessings with them. So, you know, your relationship, Melinda, is one where you're having to let go of the past. And sometimes these relationships are on again, off again, on again, off again. It's really about letting go of the past and getting in touch with past emotional experiences that you've had that maybe were challenging for you and have left wounds. Let them go. Learn from them if there's learning there for you. In your relationship, in my book, Love and Destiny, I define every relationship. And I show you how to figure them out. It's very simple. And at the end of each one, I have the keys to the kingdom. So the keys to the kingdom of the Nine of Spades, because the Nine of Spades has its own kingdom, are friendship, self-discipline, surrender, which you have to surrender your ego and your will, or it's just battle, 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 and receptivity. So you have to be friends first. You have to be good friends. And you have to learn discipline with your emotions and your mind. You have to surrender your ego and the past. And it's really important to be receptive and supportive of your partner. So thanks for sending that email. I appreciate that. I'm getting close to the end of the show here, and I just want to let you know I have two books, Cards of Destiny, a birthday book and daily divination guide, and Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships. They're both on my website on the products page. They're in bookstores and everywhere online. I also have an iPhone app. I have greeting cards you can get on my website. You can sign up for free for the card of the day. I send it out every day, and I talk about the energies and intentions of the day and put a little guidance in there. And I have online trainings as well, online classes. My next first-level class is starting on May 22nd, Lynn, that's your birthday. And I have an advanced training, second level, starting on June 4th. I have a relationship workshop starting on May 22nd as well. These are done online. If you get on my card of the day list, you'll get an email about the online courses. There's a link on there. And I have a sample. You can go in the classroom and look if you want. It's pretty cool. I think it's the very best way to learn this system, and my students seem to agree because we're in the room together and I'm drawing on the charts and as I'm talking, and it's really fun. And it goes in, you know, verbally and visually, and then it's all recorded, and at the end of the course, you get a DVD with that. So I have a lot going on for you to explore. I want to encourage you, if you're new to this, to really explore the cards and who you are in the cards, because the reason I wrote my books is because of the tremendous wisdom and understanding that can be gained from this system, so that we can better understand ourselves and each other. On that note, I'm going to thank you for being here with me tonight, and I'm going to wish you a wonderful week. Feel free to get in touch with me. My contact information and email and everything is on my website. And I wish you lots of love and wisdom this week. And thank you for being here. Bye.